Well, tonight is Thursday, November 11th, 2021. And, you know, personally, I've been dealing with some discouragement, especially regarding a house. You know, Proverbs 13:12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." So, I'm just going to be real tonight. Is that okay with y'all?
Wish you would.
Oh, sounds like one of my teachings. I like this. Go ahead.
So, it's like, Lord, where is that tree? Where is it? You know, I think we all have places in our life like that right now. And, you know, we sold our house over a year ago. So for over a year, we've been in house limbo. And I'm tired. Actually, interestingly, I have a tree. I do have a tree. My mom had planted a couple of pear trees in our yard. So when we moved, I was able to hire somebody to come and get some clippings, and then they grafted them into another pear tree so that I could take a piece of my, you know, what my mom planted with us. So that tree has been sitting at this guy's nursery ever since. And, you know, it's just waiting for me to have ground to put it into. You know, I recently heard someone speak about how God uses the process to redirect our lives. And they referred to the song, "Thy Will" by Hilary Scott, which just tore me up. I mean, not much tears me up, but that one got me. And I even had my Marine Corps shirt on, and I was bawling. So anyway, in the song, it says, "I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear. So I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. Thy will be done." So, you know, when we sold the house, God said, I think it was like the day before, God said, "Wait and see what I'm about to do." Praise God. I really want to have the right attitude. But it's like, still waiting, Lord. At this point, I don't even care what this property looks like. I mean, deep down I do, but I just want to be where God wants us to be.
Yes.
And I need a little dirt to plant my tree. You know, it's super tempting to take matters into my own hands and get it done. You know, to settle, you know, because God hasn't done it yet, so, you know, you have to, right? But no, this is not the time to settle. God is using the process to clear out the dross, to bring us into that place he has for us. And if we jump ship early, which, like I said, is super tempting, every time we wake up and it's 55 degrees, we may miss it. And, you know, I hesitate to say that, you know, we may miss it, because what that really means is that God loves us. And he loves us so much. You know, he wants to bless us and provide for us as the good father that he is. And so he wants to bring us along. He wants to bring us into that place. And, you know, if I as a parent want my daughter, and I had the means, to have a brand new Cessna, including provision, all the way, you know, through for a commercial pilot's license. But before I can get that for her or provide that for her, she decides that it's not possible, you know, looking at the circumstances, it just can't happen, you know, she doesn't have the provision, and she goes out and buys herself the RC version. You know, then she just forewent what I had for her. So, and you know, to be clear, it's not about the things. It's about waiting on God to perfect all things and bring forth in us, through us, and for us all that he has in store for us based on his provision, not ours. Hebrews 10, I'm going to read a few verses. You can go there if you want. Hebrews 10, starting in verse 32. Says, Hebrews 10, starting in verse 32, says, "But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison." How do we get compassion? We go through difficulties and difficult circumstances. "And you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." That's who we are. That's us. We are of those who have faith and preserve their souls. And, you know, despite all, God is giving us great grace to walk it out and to not settle. And, you know, God has talked to us lately about, recently about deliverance. This is the season God is pulling down strongholds and bringing forth freedom to those who have been bound. Why? So that we can turn around and be utilized by God to bring down the strongholds over others.
Yes, yes.
Mark 3:27 says, "But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house." So it's time for the strongholds to come down and for God's people to plunder the enemy's camp. According to Proverbs 6:31, when a thief is found out, they have to return sevenfold. Maybe for you, that's relationships, giftings, finances, all of the above, a house, houses. Whatever that means, in God's eyes for you, it's coming. So I'm going to focus for a bit on the specific stronghold of trauma, which perhaps is relevant today being Veterans Day. I recently received a personal word that in part said, "I'm breaking the back of trauma over you." And in my head I said, "What trauma, Lord?" And since then, he's been showing me. you know, it's easy to think that, you know, we have to go through something that meets our definition of trauma or being traumatic to be affected by trauma, but that's not how trauma works. And it really doesn't have to do with being strong or weak or somewhere in between. You know, some of our toughest, strongest, you know, service members are coming back from deployments broken. The same with our first responders, law enforcement, and so on. And, you know, we don't have to be in any of those categories. Merriam-Webster.com says, trauma is the Greek word for wound. Although the Greeks used the term only for physical injuries, nowadays trauma is just as likely to refer to emotional wounds. We now know that a traumatic event can leave psychological symptoms long after any physical injuries have healed. The psychological reaction to emotional trauma now has an established name, you know, PTSD. It usually occurs after an extremely stressful event, or I would even say prolonged stressful events over time, such as wartime combat, a natural disaster, or sexual or physical abuse. Its symptoms include depression, anxiety, flashbacks, and recurring nightmares. You know, trauma can also, that's end quote, trauma can also be caused by witnessing a traumatic event or even witnessing someone else's response to a traumatic event they endured. My mom, for example, you know, one of the times that my dad was really sick in the hospital, he almost died. I mean, they were running in, all hands on deck, you know. and my mom was there and witnessed the whole thing. And afterwards, she was diagnosed with PTSD. You know, it's important to deal with this stronghold of trauma. If it's there, I'm not suggesting anybody take on trauma that you don't have. Excuse me.
Hallelujah.
But it's important to deal with it because it opens the door to other things like, you know, God has shown me distrust in my life. Depression, anxiety, fear, addiction, suicide, and so on. And God wants to deal with all of that. So let's go to Psalms 18. And while you're going there, Psalms 18 covers who God is to him, being King David. What God has done for him, how God sees him as blameless before him, and then he gives all the praise, worship, and glory to God. This psalm is also in 2 Samuel 22, right before King David's last words, so he was reflecting back upon his life. It's important to note that in this psalm, David describes himself as having kept himself from iniquity, being blameless, and so on. But we know that David made a couple of mistakes along the way, right? Mm-hmm. And he also suffered some consequences because of it. David went through, you know, some traumatic events, several, through no fault of his own, but we know he caused some too. However, in all of this, you know, one, God was strong on his behalf against Saul, who went after him wrongly, and others too. Two, David was, you know, quick to sincerely repent for his sin. And three, God forgave him, and therefore, he was clean before the Lord. So I'm just going to pray real quick before I go on. But Lord Jesus, Father God, I just pray that you open our eyes where anywhere, whether on the live stream or watching later or here in this room, Lord, where we have endured trauma, where we have leftover trauma. And Lord, I pray that you show us how you are intervening on our behalf, just like you did for your beloved David. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
So I'm going to do something a little different. While we're going through this chapter, I'm just going to read it. And I want you to just envision God doing this for you, what David is recounting of God having done for him. Of course, you know, we know that the enemy is the devil, not people. But anyway, you're welcome to close your eyes if you want to and just listen or read along. So Psalm 18, but just receive this from the Lord. To the choir master, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this psalm to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From this temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. But then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord. At the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem torturous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back until they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me seek under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from the strife of the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David, and to us, and his offspring, and our offspring forever.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we do cry out to you tonight. Father God, we want everything. We want everything that you have for us. And we just come to you tonight, Father God, and we ask you to pull down strongholds in our lives.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you specifically tonight to pull down the stronghold of trauma. Lord Jesus, we love you, and we glorify you. We exalt you on high. You are mighty. Oh Lord, your hand is not short. You see everything that we're going through, Lord, things that aren't even voiced, that no one knows. Lord, you hear, you see. Father God, I just pray that that even tonight you go into each and every one of us, and that you just do surgery.
Yes.
That you surgically remove those events, the traumatic events that
yes.
that have caused pain and suffering
yes.
and even derailed our lives in areas and ways, Lord. We pray that you just surgically remove those things, Lord, that you turn our hearts
yes.
from stone to flesh
yes.
once again. Lord Jesus, we thank you again for everything that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that this is the season that you are pulling down strongholds. And we thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten us.
Yes.
And that we are here, and you are within us. And then even tonight, you are doing a work in us. And Lord, you are faithful to complete that work. And we thank you, Lord, that you don't let us go. That you complete that work in each
yes.
and every one of us. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Outstanding. Very good.